I'm Vicky Merrick, up now the local food report with Elspeth Hay. This time, in light of this year's Oyster Festival this weekend, Elspeth goes back to a conversation with Wellfleet oyster shucking champion Barbara Austin.
Barbara Austin is a Wellfleet legend. With hands like quicksilver, she's won the annual Wellfleet Oyster Fest shuck-off multiple times since it began in 2001. The festival is held each October the Saturday and Sunday after Columbus Day weekend, and it brings tens of thousands of shellfish lovers to town to eat, drink, and watch as local shuckers compete for the title. According to Austin, she developed her knack for opening oysters over 20 years ago.
The reason that I got fast opening was because when the river had a lot of shucking stock in it, back in the early 80s, we were allowed 5 bushels a day, and it was really very unglamorous, but every day, 7 days a week, I'd go pick 5 bushels of oysters, bring them home, and shuck 5 bushels of oysters. So when you do that day after day after day, and you're chasing around 2 little kids at the same time, you just have to get it done. You get pretty fast at it.
Barbara's talking about the Herring River in Wellfleet. It was diked in 1909, but it started to break down in the late 70s, and water started getting through. Before they fixed the hole, a ton of new shellfish beds appeared on the flats, declining again after the dike was repaired. Luckily for Barbara, she'd already mastered her high-speed shucking technique, and she gave me some home shucking pointers.
Choke up on the knife so only about a quarter of an inch of the knife is sticking out of the end of your hand. Use that to pry the oyster open. Once you get your knife into the oyster, then let your hand slide back onto the handle and push it the rest of the way, and never hold the handle at the end so you've got a 3 or 4 or 5 inch blade exposed, because if you slip, the potential for putting that through your hand is really great.
Do you think that ones from certain areas of Wellfleet that are easier to open?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, there's a big difference between the areas. Like the stuff I was shucking from the Herring River were all those long banana ones. And the shells up there aren't real thick, so they're what we call a cutting oyster. And then when you get the oysters like off the west side that are the deep water, real round oysters, they can be like trying to get into a rock. I mean, they can be really tough.
Barbara leases a shellfish flat called a grant, where she grows oysters with a nice mid-weight shell and briny white meat. She grows a mix of native spawn caught underwater, and also some hatchery-born oysters, bought locally and started from seed. It's easy to tell she loves growing and shucking. And she says a win every now and then doesn't hurt.
It feels good. I hate to admit it, but yeah, it's just part of the fun of the whole thing to have a girl be able to beat the quote-unquote big boys. But if you look at shucking competitions around the country, you'll see that there are a lot of other really good women shuckers that do win from, you know, the Carolinas. I competed at the Mohegan Sun, and I only came in sort of middle of the road. There's like this community of people who take shucking really seriously and travel around. And the girl that came in second, she was good.
And what's your best time?
I think my best time with the deductions was like 2 minutes and 23 seconds for 24 oysters. And that's with, you know, the deductions for either a chip in the shell or a misplaced oyster or oyster not properly detached from the shell.
Do most people get some deductions? Is it pretty rare that someone would go through it getting no deductions?
Yeah, most people do get deductions. And I mean, I was just talking to the guy I mentioned earlier, Chopper, the other day, and he said that he lost a competition, or didn't lose but didn't come in on top, because when he went to flip the top shell off, he literally threw the oyster with the top shell into the crowd. So something like that, that will just destroy your whole run, a mistake like that.
At the end of the shuck-off at the Wellfleet Oyster Fest, the trays of almost perfectly opened oysters are auctioned off on stage. Well, Barbara says she does love a raw oyster. She's not sure she could eat a whole 2 dozen, with one exception.
I would say, you know, a dozen oysters for me is sufficient. Unless you're frying them up, you know, in the middle of the winter, little breadcrumbs and olive oil and garlic and parsley. You know, I'd probably eat a couple of dozen of them.
Now is the best time of year to eat Wellfleet oysters. They're bulking up for the winter, which means the meats are big and sweet. You can find a link to a video of the Wellfleet Oyster Shuck-Off on our website at capeandislands.org, where you can also learn more about the annual celebration of Wellfleet's famous oysters. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
By the way, Barbara Austin isn't the only champion Wellfleet chucker. William Chopper Young of Wellfleet won the World Oyster Opening title in Galway, Ireland several years ago, shucking 30 oysters in 2 minutes and 37 seconds after deductions. The Local Food Report is edited by Jay Allison and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. I'm Vicki Merrick. Thanks for listening.